As far as what I've seen in the southeast, we look at yield stability, and the variety I'm most excited about is Phytogen 444 WRF. This variety has been very stable, both yield and grade, in irrigated and dry land areas. We had a lot of challenges this year in the southeast with weather and pests, and Phytogen 444 WRF stood up to those challenges very well.
You mentioned the 444. What about other varieties? Are there other varieties that are good for southeast growers?
As we look into 2018 for variety selection, we plan to have several new Phytogen varieties with the Enlist trait. And we're specifically looking at varieties out of the 444 background with the Enlist trait and some full-season varieties that will fit the southeast very well. Something that the Enlist trait also brings is bacterial blight resistance, and in the new varieties, root knot nematode resistance. So we're trying to package all of these things together to help growers with their yield stability and profitability on the farm.
You know, I realize there's a trait package you all have called W3FE. Not everybody maybe is familiar with that. Give us an idea. What does that stand for and how does it benefit growers?
The new W3FE trait package gives you several things that are new to the market. The W3 is wide strike 3, and it gives you 3 traits for worm control. The F is an abbreviation for Roundup Flex, so that's glyphosate traits that people have used in the past. And the E stands for Enlist, which gives you both a robust tolerance to 2,4-D and a robust tolerance to glufosinate.
Well, one thing I'm sure most growers have heard of, Russell, is the Enlist weed control system. Did you find some growers that had some experience with that this year? And if so, what was their experience like?
Grower experience with the Enlist weed control system this year was spectacular. We had the opportunity to work with many growers with both Enlist Duo and the new herbicide Enlist One. Enlist One is a herbicide that is 2,4-D choline as a single entity. This product, Enlist One, allows us to tank mix multiple other herbicides, allowing a lot of flexibility on the farm, which gives growers the chance to have good weed control, use residuals, and be clean throughout the season.
What are some of the things growers need to be thinking about and doing as they wrap up harvest and making their plans for next year then?
I try to encourage growers to not only look at their own yields and grades and profitability, but also to look at yields from other areas, talk to their neighbors, look at university trials, look at information they may get from their retailers. It's very important to take a lot of information prior to making a variety decision. Yield potential in varieties can cause growers to have significant swings up or down in profitability, and choosing varieties that are stable will help avoid risk in choosing varieties that may be up one year and down the next.
Well, Russell, you know as good as I do that growers like to learn as much as they can about products, and for those that are not familiar, where can they actually go to get more information about Phytogen?
If they don't have immediate contact with a Phytogen representative currently, the best thing for them to do is to go to phytogencottonseed.com, where they can look up who their local cottonseed rep is or their local cotton development specialist like myself.